A world-first study has shown the vaccine for the virus that causes cervical cancer is working. Australia introduced the human papillomavirus vaccine in 2007 after laboratory tests showed it could help protect against cervical cancer. Now, 4 years on and after millions of Australian women have been vaccinated, a paper published in The Lancet has shown the vaccine has halved the rate of cervical abnormalities that lead to cancer. The paper's authors say they're very excited by the results and say it should encourage all parents to get their daughters vaccinated. David Mark reports.
The human papillomavirus, or HPV, is extremely common, as Dr. Julia Brotherton, an epidemiologist at the Victorian Cytology Services Registry, explains.
In about 10% of women, their body can't clear the virus, and in these women, they can develop abnormalities of their cervix, which left undetected and untreated can eventually progress to cancer.
Thankfully, there's now a vaccine which can help prevent that cancer developing. Between 2007 and 2009, the vaccine was made available to all women in Australia aged between 12 and 26 for free. It's thought half the women in that age group in Australia have been vaccinated. Now it's part of the National Vaccine Program for girls aged 12 and 13.
Well, you're looking at around 70% of girls have completed all three doses, so have got full protection, and an even greater percentage have had one or two doses.
The question, though, is how effective has the vaccine been out of the lab and in the real world? So Dr. Brotherton and her colleagues looked at the Pap test results of 2.7 million women in Victoria before and after the vaccine was introduced. Their results are published today in The Lancet.
So that's why we undertook the study, was to see if we could see any early evidence of the vaccine working. We found that in the very young women who are participating in screening, that we had close to a 50% reduction in the number of high-grade abnormalities. So these are the precursor lesions to cervical cancer that Pap testing aims to find so that they can be treated.
The number of abnormalities dropped from 1 in 100 before the vaccinations began to 1 in 200 after the vaccinations.
We're certainly really excited by this, and that's actually the reason that we've gone ahead and published this, simply because this is what the world is looking for. So we were very excited to share this finding, and it fits very nicely with the decline in genital warts around Australia that's been seen. And I think together those two pieces of evidence certainly support the fact that the vaccines are already preventing disease in our community.
But Dr. Brotherton is warning the study isn't conclusive.
It's an early observation that we've made, and it does need to be confirmed. What we need to do next is actually check that the decline we're seeing is because of vaccinations.
Nevertheless, she thinks there's enough evidence in the study to sway those parents who may have doubts.
And so I would be encouraging parents to find out as much as they can about it and get their daughters vaccinated.
Dr. Julia Brotherton from Victorian Cytology Services Registry, ending David Mark's report.